All right, injuries. Fletcher Cox has a tailbone contusion. Most likely will not practice tomorrow. King Dunlap has a MCL strain and will not practice tomorrow. Stanley Havili has a ankle sprain, and we'll just see how he does here. Deshaun Jackson actually fractured a couple ribs up high in his chest. We'll put him on IR today. Dallas Reynolds has an ankle sprain. It's won't allow him to practice tomorrow. LeSean McCoy is still in phase one with the concussion. Chris Polk has a big toe sprain. And then Michael Vick still hasn't passed the impact test as of yesterday. And he'll have another test tomorrow. As far, and then Jason Peters, we will not activate today. So he will go back on IR there. Big plays, turnovers, and then the late penalties culminated in our inability to win that football game. And again, those are my responsibilities. My responsibility is to get this team to play better, and we have not done that here to this point. So we're going to continue to work and work to get better. I mean, that's the only thing you can do at this point. When you lose, you work to get yourself into a position where you can win football games. The big plays were obviously coverage problems. Those were the first two touchdowns that they scored, making it way too easy on opponents to do that. We've done that over the last few weeks, and we've got to get that answered. And then the turnovers Bryce had obviously two fumbles. The one positive out of that was I thought he played a heck of a game. He just you see where the turnovers can get you. And then Boyk had one on the return. Again, that was his best return, and ended up in a fumble. Two young guys that smart guys, hard workers, they'll keep getting better. They'll learn from this, but that doesn't help you with the results here today. And then the late penalties are just sheer concentration and on the football. They happened up front, and you can't do that when you have an opportunity to get off the field and put yourself back into a scoring position. Time's yours.
These are experienced guys. You have two Pro Bowl corners. Just what happened?
Yeah, well, they weren't as much involved in the corners. Two touchdowns. Yeah, listen. We're just, as coaches, we've got to work on putting them in a better position, and then when they're put in that position, then you've got to make plays. And so I think everybody's – the players have told you that they've got to do a better job. The coaches have told you. The end result is you've got to do a better job and make sure that you end these things.
On the second touchdown, did someone not supposed to blitz that wasn't supposed to blitz? Is that what the make?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happened.
From the slot?
From the slot, yeah. We had people coming off both edges. It was only supposed to be off of one edge, and that allowed the guy to be free.
I'm guessing the side that Allen slid to was the side that you were supposed to blitz from, and the other side was not.
Right.
Eddie Tautt said after the game that he's going to go over the tape and there might be some personnel changes. When you look at the secondary and you look at the defense's struggles, how much do you think is the scheme and how much of it is execution on the player's part?
I think it's a combination. As coaches, you take full responsibility of getting your players to play better, not to have mental mistakes and to put them in a position to be successful. So you go back and you analyze that, you look at that, and then you make sure you have the right players in the right position to do those things. And and using the right techniques and so on. So that's kind of the process that you go through.
Can't get through to. You've had situations like this before, but you've always managed to correct it. This is 11 weeks in running, it's still the same stuff. Is there something about this particular unit?
Yeah, listen, if I had that answer for you, it would have already been done. So we just keep trying different ways and making sure that your communication is right, your teaching process is right, and presentation is right. That you're repping it in practice, and that you've narrowed down for the players the things that they need work on, and you know, you give it to them again in a situation in practice that they can transfer that into the game.
Are these guys just not smart enough to figure out blitzes and zone coverages?
Yeah, I don't believe that. That's what I'm. I'm going to take full responsibility for it. There's a way to get through, and I'm not getting that done right now.
What's keeping you remaining full as the starter going forward?
Well, listen, I want Mike to get healthy. That's what I want him to do, and I want to make sure he goes through that. And I haven't gone beyond that thinking right there. I just make sure he's all right. And Nick continues, if he's in there, continues to play well. And right, I mean, if I had to tell you today, you're probably going to see Nick again here. So he's got to concentrate on getting himself better and ready to go until, and then, you know, we'll cross all that other stuff as it goes. I want Michael to get healthy.
Hey, and with Deshaun on the IR, is that kind of an unusual thing to go on IR for a rib cage?
Okay. Well, no, he's got multiple fractures up high in here, and it's now, you know, we can, as Howie and I get together, we can always build in options for down the road if we want him to, you know, if we want to tag him to where he can come back, but we haven't discussed that yet.
You've now had injuries on 4/5 of your starting offensive line. You've lost your starting quarterback, your starting running back, and your number one wide receiver. That's a lot of injuries. Is that a legitimate excuse for how poorly the team has played in the last 7 weeks?
Yeah, that's not where we're at. The next guy comes in, the next guy plays. And, you know, minus one, we went into that game with those same players, and we had an opportunity to win that football game. And, you know, and so there are no excuses with that.
Yeah. At this point in the season, what goes into the decision between playing the young guys or sticking with veteran players in certain positions?
Well, I mentioned this last night. Everybody's playing. I go through the roster to deact players for the game. Well, they're just not right now. They're not a lot of healthy ones that you're putting on the deact. So. The young guys are all having an opportunity to play, and I'm not sitting up here telling you that I'm having a bunch of guys coming back. I'm not doing that today. So those guys are likely going to have a chance to continue to play and continue to get better, and that's how you approach it. And, you know, we've got good players here, good young players, and, you know, we give them an opportunity.
Sims or Curtis Marsh, Brandon Hughes. I mean, you have young players, they're healthy. Do you think you might just give them a start to see how they play and produce, give them a shot?
Well, we've evaluated that. We've looked at that. But, you know, we think that right now, and I'm saying this right now, I mean, we're still early off of this game, but right now that's not where we're going.
And take full responsibility, but doesn't that protection need to be earned to a certain extent? In other words, what is this?
Well, I deal with them I deal with them man to man on it, and coaches and players. And that's listen, I stand before you. I'm the head football coach of this team. It's my responsibility to make sure that these guys do their job. Bottom line, and then it's my responsibility to deal with those players and coaches face-to-face and man-to-man. And so I'm not going to change that during this time. I'm not going to That's not how I operate.
Are you sensing enough player accountability from them when you do talk to them?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Andy, in the five games since you changed defensive coordinators, you've given up 28 points in all five games. All five quarterbacks have had a passer rating over 120. Two turnovers in five games. 14. I mean, you know the numbers. From the outside, it looks like things have gotten a lot worse since you made that change. Is that a coincidence? Is Todd just not getting through? Did the change not accomplish what you wanted? What's happening there with Todd?
Well, listen, the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, I can't stand here and debate that. They are what they are, and as far as the numbers go. I said this before. I think Juan Castillo is a heck of a football coach. And I think Todd's a good coach. So we've just got to make sure that we're getting our point across and that we do a better job. But right now it's not good enough. I mean, right now we're not. I can't stand here before you and tell you that it's good enough.
How do you kind of convince the players that there's still something left to play for? I mean, even though, you know, you guys lose at least 8 games and everything, so the playoffs are probably out.
Yeah, listen, hopefully the character on the team to where guys, and you saw it last night, to where guys enjoy playing the game and they play to win the game and so on. And I think I have that type of locker room. And the guys, it wasn't an effort thing. It hasn't been an effort thing. It's the big plays, the turnovers, penalty. Those have been the issues, but it wasn't because they weren't trying hard or going full speed and doing that or practicing hard. They've done that. They've shown up for meetings. They don't come late. They do all the right things. We're just not getting it done right now. And there's a fine line between winning and losing in the National Football League. And I know the only way that you're going to get better is you keep working hard and keep pushing forward and you get a couple breaks here and there and games can turn right around. So anybody can win any Sunday.
And one, you just go with the hot hand there when you hand it off to Brown, or did you? It was pretty close to the sticks. Did you think about maybe the quarterback sneak in that situation?
Yeah, listen, we didn't get the thing. I thought that was the right thing to do. You know, we didn't quite get the block in the way I wanted it, but I believe that was the right thing to do.
Why did you go for two?
Yeah, well, listen, we put together a chart. A two-point chart, and in that situation where we were at with the score the way it was, I mean, it takes in a bunch of considerations. We rely on the chart, and the chart said to go for two. You know, now we've done our homework to put the chart together. So when you're in a little cooler situation than in the heat of a game, then you can bank on that. So
you would have done this in any situation.
Or what that's just, you were just sticking by the book in that?
Yeah, it was. Now, listen, I've got 51% on the flexibility there to do what I want to do with it. I put together the chart, so. But I chose to do it there. I mean, people argue that you save it for the fourth quarter. I mean, I've been around a little bit. I kind of know how it works, but that's what I chose to do there.
Involved or more involved with the defensive play calling?
Listen, I try to stay on top of all that and make sure that I've got a good grasp of what's going on there. So
going forward from here?
Not today, right? Yeah, that's not what's happened.
Andy, you said you still got a strong locker room. Who do you consider the leaders in that locker room?
Well, I mean, I've been asked that so many times. I mean, it's redundant here. But D'Amico Ryan, obviously, is on the defensive side, is a good leader. And Brent Celek on the offensive side. I mean, I can keep going. I mean, their names. It's a lot of the defensive linemen, so on.
Andy,
Kirk Coleman.
Jeffrey said that 8-8 would be unacceptable. You've lost 8 games. Do you still believe, or are you still coaching with a mindset that you might have a chance of being back beyond this year?
I'm coaching to get ready to get after the Cowboys. That's what I'm coaching to do, and I don't go beyond that. That's simple or whatever the term is that works with that. That's how I go, and I'm not going to let anything distract that other than getting this football team ready to play them.
Did you have to meet with Jeffrey this morning?
I did not meet with Jeffrey this morning. What?
I asked you, did you have to, and you said you didn't have to.
No, I didn't meet with Jeffrey this morning, no.
Last year, when you had a couple guys struggling on defense, you weren't afraid to make a move, a personnel switch. And then we talked after the season. You said the lockout. You thought defenses would be slower to adjust. This year, you had your training camps, and you have guys missing tackles or making plays, but you seem now reluctant to then make a personnel change. Why is that?
Well, it's been a bit universal in the tackling category. So I can't tell you that most positions haven't had too many in my eyes of missed tackles, and we've used everybody. So, we've got to get better in that area, and so we've tried to go back and work the fundamentals again and again and again. So that's we'll continue to do that till we get better.
And you mentioned some of the leaders in the locker room. Troy Vincent said yesterday that it doesn't look like this team maybe has enough leadership. Is that the leaders not being effective enough? Do you need more of them on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, listen, I think we've got good leaders. We've got enough good leaders. And we've got to get a win in the category. And then you get things rolling there. But, the variety of things that go into that, the things that I mentioned here. I don't think those are because of leadership. We've got to take care of that.
How did you see Nick doing in his second start?
Yeah, listen. I thought he did some good things. I thought he had on that first drive. There were a couple forces in there that he was trying to make a play and make things happen. But he came right back, and I thought he made some nice decisions. He was decisive. He handled the offense well, the whole process in the huddle and at the line of scrimmage. So.
Andy, on the Shones injury, the whole thing happened on that one end around play?
Yeah, it did.
This should take, obviously we're near the end of the season here, but is this a several months type of injury?
It depends. I mean, it looks like six weeks possibly. So when you're talking about broken bones, no, I don't think that'll be the case unless he's had all the scans and everything, and I think we have a pretty good grasp on it. But again, you never know.
In the injury report,
Avon has a chance to practice tomorrow.
And McCoy's got one long shot to play again.
Yeah, probably a long shot. I mean, as we're sitting here today, I mean, I don't know if it's a long shot, but he's not ready today. So, all right.